الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's again given us this beautiful opportunity to gather in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of the houses from the amongst the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating this day of Jumu'ah. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rites of this day of Jumu'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the last day of our lives is the day of Jumu'ah. We find that everything that occurs, everything that affects us, every difficulty that we go through, whether it may be financial, whether it may be social, whether it may be physical, whether it may be emotional, whatever difficulty we went through, somewhere along in the history of Islam, there was an example of the difficulties that we went through. And we see in the pristine era of Islam also, there were examples and many examples of great difficulties that were experienced by Sahaba and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great difficulties and how they handled these difficulties and what was their approach. One such incident was the incident of the Battle of Uhud. That we find that after the Battle of Badr, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen of Makkah, they felt very, very hurt and very disappointed that they suffered such a defeat in the Battle of Badr. The Battle of Badr took place in the second year after Hijrah. So now they had realized that from amongst the things was this caravan of Abu Sufyan that had managed to use another route and escape and reach Makkatul Mukarramah. So what they decided, that this caravan has come back with the capital and the prophets. Let us now make a mashura. So the leaders of the Quraysh made one mashura. And what they decided was that the prophets from this caravan, from this trade that Abu Sufyan had done, we will dedicate the prophets to trying and annihilate and attacking, and use this as a means, as a financial means of attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to prepare for that jihad, so to speak, or to prepare for that expedition to go to Madinatul Munawwara and to destroy the Muslims once and for all. So they had gathered, the prophets alone came to 50,000 dinars. 50,000 dinars mean 50,000 gold coins. Like our Kruger coins we get, that's an example of a gold coin. 50,000 gold coins they had gathered and amassed to try and destroy Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen is such that it doesn't matter what people use, whether they use financial means, whether they use weaponry, whether they use the media, whatever it is, this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down Quran Sharif and everything that is related to Quran Sharif. In other words, everything that is related to deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent it down. Wa inna lahafidun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we will protect this deen. Whatever it takes to protect the deen, we will protect the deen. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the message had come to him, Abbas radiallahu anhu had sent a message, quickly, a swift message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the plans of the Kufar, the Quraysh of Makkah, to attack you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he did was he made mashwara with the Sahaba. One thing we learn from here is mashwara is so important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the highest. He didn't need to make mashwara. But despite that, he would make mashwara with Sahaba to take their advices and to take the opinions of Sahaba, something that we should also bring in our lives. That despite us maybe being the CEO, the director, or the owner of the business, now and again, or often it's good that we take the opinions of our employees, we take the opinions of the people around us, whether it be as far as a committee is concerned, as far as Islamic organization, masjid, burial council, whatever it may be, we take the opinions of everyone It doesn't mean we have got a position of authority, we don't need to take the opinions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself took the opinions of Sahaba. Some were saying that we should stay back in Medina Sharif, others were saying we should go out of Medina Sharif. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at the zeal and the desire that some of the senior Sahaba, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, he had said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walladhi unzila bika, walladhi unzila alayka al-Quran, that zat that has revealed Quran upon you, has sent revelation with haqq upon you, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will not eat until I use my sword to fight the enemy out of Medina Sharif. So I'm not going to eat." And another sahabi by the name of Nu'man ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, la tahinna al-jannah. فَوَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَأَدْخُلَنَّ الْجَنَّةِ." That, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't deprive us of Jannah. We want to go out. We want to go out and we want to fight. Don't deprive us of Jannah." Now look at what was the desire of Sahaba. And ask ourselves what our desire is as far as our lives are concerned. And what was the youth of Sahaba at that time? The youth also were desirous that how we can go out and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How our lives also can be given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not desirous about Premier League and Champions League and how we can imitate this player and that player. They were desirous how my life, my health, my wealth, whatever I own, how I can give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi mentioned that there were 17 such young sahaba, approximately around the age of 14. They all had gathered. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done an inspection. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did an inspection and he found that they were too young, so he had sent them away. That no, you people can't make it. They were disappointed, very disappointed that they couldn't make it. One such sahabi, and the next year again they came again. They came again, so now we are 15, so now we can qualify. In other words, we couldn't make it last time, this time we can make it. One such youngster that was deprived of going out was the name of Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu. So he had complained to his stepfather and told his stepfather that my contemporary by the name of Rafi' ibn Khadij radiallahu anhu, he's my contemporary, what he had done as a Rafi' youngster, he did a plan, he had made a plan, he stood tiptoes. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inspecting, he looked taller than the others. So he qualified to go in the path of Allah. So Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu complained to his stepfather and said, oh my father, that this contemporary of mine, he's got permission to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have permission to go in the path of Allah, but yet I'm able to wrestle him. So the father, now look at the thinking of the father of those days. Not thinking that how we can promote the dunya of our children, how we can make them professors and how we can promote them as far as the dunya is concerned. They were thinking how my son can be used for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you let Rafi ibn Khadij radiallahu anhu go and you allowed him, you permitted him to go in jihad, but my son is able to wrestle him, but you haven't allowed my son to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, let them both wrestle and let's see if he can out-wrestle him. So they both wrestled and then Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu out-wrestled Rafi ibn Khadij radiallahu anhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also promoted him to go out in the path of Allah. This was the desire of the youngsters of those times. And remember, in every time you will get those detractors and those people that will detract and they will create some kind of problems for the Muslims. It's not happening now only, it was happening from those times, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now when Sahaba were going, there was a person, the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he had decided, now 300 of his people, they were not happy about the idea of going out of Medina Sharif, so he decided what we're going to do is we're going to pull out. So 300 people he pulled out. And the ayat of the Quran explains that this propaganda of these people also is not something that is new, it's something from that time. Allah Pak explains why all this happened. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَوِدْفَعُوا. That it will be able to be seen that who are the hypocrites and who are the true believers, who are genuine from amongst the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the things that Allah Pak allows to happen. Sometimes we think that why these things happen, why people suddenly oppose Islam, why this happened to me. First Allah Pak said, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is happening because Allah allowed it to happen. There's great wisdom in what happened. Something difficult happens to us, we ask ourselves why it happened. We shouldn't be asking. Allah Pak says, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah Pak allowed it to happen. Why? And from amongst the wisdoms, Allah Pak explains, وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So it may be seen that who is the true believers. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. And who are the hypocrites? وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو ادفعوا. It is told to them that come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suddenly they decided to desert the army. 300 out of 1,000, almost one third of the army is being deserted, is leaving the rest of the army deserted. It is told to them, تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله ودفعوا. Come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fight or either defend. Do one of the two things. قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لتبعناكم. They reply. Now this is what Allah Pak is exposing and saying. That as far as the hypocrites are concerned, they say something. What they replied, they said, if we knew you are going for a real battle, then we would have come with you. قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لتبعناكم. We would have came with you. هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان. Allah Pak says, on that day, these people were closer to kufr than they were to iman. يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم. Allah Pak is explaining how this propaganda works. That what they say with their mouths is not in their hearts. It's something else. Their mouth is saying something else. Their hearts are saying something. This propaganda works like that. It's just a mouthpiece that they're giving. They're saying something and their hearts. So Allah Pak says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَكْتُمُونَ. Allah Pak is fully aware of what these people are concealing in their hearts. They may conceal it and they may be saying something else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. So we know anyway in the battle of Uhud that many, many people had become shaheed. Now look at the spirit of Sahaba. Look at the spirit of Sahaba. First Allah Pak gives glad tidings. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Don't think that those people that had passed away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't think that they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاهُنْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are being sustained, they are alive, they are being sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one riwayat it comes that Allah Pak put the souls of the shuhada in a body of a green bird. Almost like a body, like how we would have like an helicopter. Beautiful, flying from side to side in Jannah. And what food are they having to sustain them? They're eating from the fruits of Jannah and they're drinking from the streams of Jannah. And they are perching on the chandeliers that are under the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah Pak has got for them. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. They are extremely pleased and they'll be pleased forever with what Allah Pak has given them. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And now they are worried also. We are thinking that these people have passed away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people are worried about the people that they have left behind. Allah Pak is giving them glad tidings also about them. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلِهِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Pak is giving them glad tidings that that family, that friends, those people that you have left behind, don't worry, they are also going to join up with you. So they are getting happy even about their family also. And this is what Allah Pak had kept for them. Now look at the spirit of Sahaba. After this so-called small defeat that they had, it was a small defeat. Allah Pak mentioned in the ayat of the Quran, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا. That difficulty that they had experienced in the battle of Uhud was half of what they had actually afflicted in the battle of Badr. In other words, that this was only half at what they had afflicted the kuffar in the battle of Badr. قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا. But yet they were thinking that there was, what is happening? They were a little bit shaken up at what had happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Something for us to realize. Allah Pak is saying that it is because of what you have done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left 50 archers on that hilltop, on that mountain pass. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left 50 archers there. They had so-called misunderstood. There was a misunderstanding. They went against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Pak is telling them that this difficulty that you are receiving is because of going against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us ask ourselves, how many commands of Allah we are breaking? How many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam we are leaving out? And yet we are asking that why is difficulties coming upon us? So this is something for us to understand. And then further on it goes, the ayat of the Quran, time is almost run out, inshallah, we'll continue with this on the next occasion. But something for us to realize and understand is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wanted and what was the desire and mansha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was exactly the same desire Sahaba had in their heart. That how our lives, how our health, how our wealth can be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was something that gave them pleasure. This is something that they desired and this was something that they wanted. They were so desirous. They didn't have this fear in them all the time that what is going to happen to us? What if we go and we do something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What if we're putting our lives in danger? That wasn't their concern. The concern was how we can put the deen of Allah Pak first. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that desire. When it comes to this reading Fajr Salah, let us ask ourselves, do we have the desire that I must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or sometimes I'm frightened, sometimes I'm lazy? Look at the spirit of Sahaba, that a Sahabi like Hamza radiallahu, such a great companion, he's saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I won't eat until I meet the enemy out of Medina Sharif. In other words, I'm prepared to even sacrifice my meals. Other Sahaba are saying that, oh Rasulullah, don't deprive us of Jannah. We want to go. We are desirous. The children were like this. The adults were like this. The spirit of Sahaba was like this. That how we can obey the command of Allah. How we can follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak also give us that same desire, that same spirit. And may Allah Pak also allow us to follow in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.